Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life. Liesel, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Liesel, such a pity, the topic of today's discussion, and that's the death of a very brave whistleblower, Babita Deokaran. First of all, let's chat about this particular incident, and then let's talk about the greater impact and how whistleblowers are now being targeted, what needs to be done about it. What have you heard subsequent to the murder? Is it a hit?
Well, I only know what has been written in the media, that is that it seems so, that there was a car, the same car was there 3 days in a row, that neighbors saw people from this car taking pictures, that the CCTV camera suddenly miraculously stopped working, you know, that was pointed in where Babita's house is. So yeah, well, I know as much as anyone out there, but it does seem a bit suspicious, given what she was doing. You know, given that the fact that she has actually stood up for doing what is right, that she talked to people, she made sure that those who were involved in the PPE scandals, that they are brought to book. We know that she's been helping the SIU as well as a witness, that she was one of the witnesses. So chances are very good that it was a hit. The sad part of that, other than, of course, her losing her life and the consequences to her family, is that it does not send a good message to other people who witness corruption or other unethical conduct. It sends fear. You know, why would they even bother now to stand up and say and speak up? And that is a concern. There's a culture of fear growing in terms of whistleblowing, and that should not be the case, because it's only detrimental then to all of society, in fact, because then such corruption just continues. And of course, we know that if that kind of unethical behavior continues, it becomes the norm. I mean, many people will say that corruption is, in any case, the norm already in the country.
So, Liesel, the concern I have, and I don't think we hear enough about it, is the fact that South Africa has become an assassination capital. We are almost going the same route as one saw in Bogota and Medellin in Colombia in the late 80s, early 90s. People don't talk about the number of political assassinations that take place in KwaZulu-Natal, the hits on taxi drivers throughout the country because of taxi routes. And of course, we're now seeing these type of hits being taken out just as grudges. We saw Dr. Munchie being shot because of a apparently being linked to an organization whose son he had treated, and as a result of this horrific situation involving an operation gone wrong, he and another professor were targeted, and unfortunately Dr. Munzi was shot and killed. This is a culture that needs to be addressed in South Africa, and I don't think enough has been said about it. An organization such as yourself, the Whistleblower House, are you going to be more vocal about the threats that whistleblowers are faced and push towards having protection being put in place by the state to protect these whistleblowers?
Oh, absolutely. At the Whistleblower House, well, definitely do advocacy, or we are already doing advocacy in raising the plight of whistleblowers, but also encouraging organizations to put protection measures in place in the organization. You know, everyone has, organizations are, according to law, they must have a whistleblowing policy. That is absolutely great. But, and in those, they commit to protecting their whistleblowers. But very few of them actually do so. So, what the Whistleblower House will do, and does, is to encourage organizations, employers, to do more. But our main aim is also to assist whistleblowers, because we have seen, I mean, my co-director of the Whistleblowing House, Bianca Goodson, she has suffered tremendously because of having blown the whistle on McKinsey and Korean and so on. And so there are so many others, Ethel Williams, Cynthia Stemple. They have all suffered real consequences and bad consequences. You know, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression. Bianca got divorced. There was a case of them, her ex-husband wanting to get sole custody of her child because she was viewed as an unfit mother, and so on. And Mancilo also, post-traumatic stress disorder. And of course, they lose their money. First, they lose their job, and then they lose their money on legal and medical fees. So what the Whistleblower House is a house for whistleblowers or would-be whistleblowers. So in that time when a person is considering should they blow the whistle, then we provide them with access to legal support, financial support, psychological support, and of course their risk assessment. If one sees this Babita, the mere fact that, you know, she was speaking out means that she put herself at risk. And at that point in time, the organization should, or the department should actually have, or the SIU for that matter, should have done a risk assessment to see is her life, at stake, is there any threat to her and her family. And so we want to give that practical support to whistleblowers because the Protective Disclosures Act promises protection, but it has failed. And it continues to fail. So ourselves, together with a few other organizations in the country, not protesting, but requesting changes to this legislation. The other thing is we also, stood up today and released a press release because our government, or by the mouth of our president, has just recently, in April, said that he's sorry about everything that whistleblowers go through and that more needs to be done to protect them. The same with Judge Zondo. He said the same kind of thing in March this year. But, nothing has been happening. It's not as if there's any action, and before we don't get action and commitment from the leaders in this government, I don't know how easily people of the caliber like Babita and others will come to the fore anymore. It's just I would be scared, if I had access to such information. But then one has to appeal to one's moral their moral conscience, and ask, do come to us, come to the Whistleblower House. We will advise you, we will give you legal advice as well on how to go about it and how to protect yourself. I hope I answered your question.
You definitely did, and I just want to thank you and the team at the Whistleblower House for what you are doing to encourage whistleblowing and to give them the necessary support and guidance. And of course, our thoughts are with Babita. Liesel Groenewald is the co-founding director of the Whistleblower House and also senior manager at the Ethics Institute.